Bill Evans from 1970 in Norway at a jazz festival there from an album just released with the prosaic title of Bill Evans in Norway. And as I mentioned at the outset, there's always these undiscovered tapes or whatever lying around somebody's basement. And the Elemental Record Company, that's their name, has snooped around and dug out a lot of very interesting stuff over the years. This is their one of their latest releases. And as I mentioned, the Bill Evans in Norway. And if you're familiar with his work, those were familiar tunes, but there's always a different interpretation, a different night, a different feel. And Evans is really, really worth listening to and is part of the history of jazz that is important to understand. And we're now well into our third hour today. And somewhere around now, I like to let you know what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thanks, Victoria. Yes, I hope you will do that. And there's always something really cool going on at this little station that could. This program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. And streamed and archived at ckuw.ca, so available anytime, if that is your wish. Well, what I'm playing now sort of segues from what you just heard. Recently came across an album that's called Evans on Evans. And it involves a young pianist whose name is Jaden Evans, and he's Bill Evans' grandson. And he's 16 years old. And he is playing on this album, of course, music associated with his grandfather. Now, time will tell whether or not this is really another Evans that we should be getting excited about or not. 16 is usually not the peak of one's musical career, but there have been wunderkinds earlier on that have reflected that. But I'll play this as much as a curiosity as anything else. This is pretty good stuff, actually, but time will tell whether or not it has legs, as they say. In the meantime, here is Jaden Evans with a trio that has Vincente Archer on bass and Marcus Gilmore on drums. These are not newbies themselves, and they should be and do provide a lot of strength and foundation to this young pianist. So here is Jaden Evans going to play two tracks. The first one is a tune that you heard his grandfather play in Norway in 1970, just a while ago, Turn Out the Stars. And the second one is another Bill Evans classic favorite, Waltz for Debbie. Here is Jaden Evans. ¶¶ You just heard two tracks from an album called Evans on Evans, with the pianist being Jaden Evans, Bill Evans' grandson. And, you know, I've listened to that a couple of times now, and he certainly has listened to a lot of his grandfather's music, and it shows. It'll be interesting to see if there is, metaphorically at least, an album of Jaden Evans on Jaden Evans to see if he has a voice of his own and how that develops. Interesting to watch that. He's a teenager, and certainly he has some technique, but it will be interesting to see if he is just becomes known as a Bill Evans cover band, or if he has his own distinct voice as well. Jaden Evans there from an interesting album called Evans on Evans. And we're now into the last half hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Well, Roberto Acapinti is a long-standing bass player in the Canadian jazz scene. He's just released an album called Remnants. And it's a collection of unreleased recordings of his over the years, trios, nonets, large ensembles, and all arranged and are composed and arranged by Roberto Acapinti, and therefore having various artists and personnel on each track. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Remnants. And it has, Giovanni Perrin on vibes, Bill McBurney on flute, Luis Denis on alto, John Johnson on bass, Kevin Turcotte on trumpet, Gabrielle Bradford on French horn, William Karn on trombone, Hilario Duran on piano, Mark Kelso on drums, and Roberto, of course, on bass. The next track is called Os Guizos, and it is got Luis Denis on sax, David Varelis on piano, and Daphnis Prieto on drums, and along with a string section and Les Alt on alto flute. And the third one is Billy Strayhorn's A Flower is a Lovesome Thing that features Roberto extensively. Here from Remnants, bass player Roberto Acapinti with various personnel in the course of this album. And it starts with the title track, Remnants. three tracks from bass player Roberto Acapinti's new release of previously unreleased material that he's had around for a while. The album's called Remnants. That last track, which is A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, a Billy Strayhorn tune, that was a bass chorus, if you will, because Roberto Acapinti was playing all the basses that were heard, both Arco behind the scene and plucked to do the main theme. Interesting album with some good stuff. Roberto Acapinti's been one of the mainstays of the Canadian jazz scene for a long time. Well, it's getting near the end of our program today, and I thank you all for tuning in. My name's Keith Black, and I always like to thank the opportunity I've had here to share my music with you again for another week, and I'll be back to do it again next week. Some relatively mellow stuff today, along with a couple of more jagged albums and tracks, if you will. I'm going to take us out, though, with Winnipeg-er Bryn Roberts, who is now records in a lot of different places, but he's still a Winnipegger, right? And his new album is called Aloft, and it is sort of an international trio in a way, because bassist Matt Penman is originally from New Zealand, and Quincy Davis is an American, although Davis was here in Winnipeg at the U of M jazz program for a long time and has lots of friends here in the PEG. So I'm going to take us out with Bryn Roberts, a couple of tracks I guess I'll have time for before the top of the hour. But as I mentioned, thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you have a good week and that you stay warm or dry or whatever the term is. I have to say that I have no problem with the cold. I have no problem with the snow. I would really like to see the sun. And it hasn't been around for a long time. My sunglasses are collecting dust on a shelf at home. And I really would like to see the sun. It can get cold if it wants. But please let me see the sun. Hope the sun shines for you, either directly or metaphorically, and you come back again next week. Thanks for tuning in today. Here's Bryn Roberts to take us out. Bye for now.